Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's April 23rd, 2015. It's Thursday. Welcome aboard. We've got some strong coffee for you this morning. Lori Price from Citizens for Legitimate Government joining us in the second hour of the broadcast. Today might have some surprise guests for you in the third hour of the show. We'll be taking your calls throughout, covering breaking news, important subjects, and news you're not getting anywhere else. As I like to say, news you are not supposed to know about. Some of the things we'll talk about in the broadcast today, a drone, nobody seems to know where this came from, containing radiation lands on the roof of the Japanese Prime Minister's office. Is this the new wave of terrorism? How do you track this? Who takes responsibility for something like this, and how easy is it to have plausible deniability to use these things as an assassination tool? All right, we're assassinating people every day with drones. Also, the Senate panel has okayed President Obama's secretive fast-track trade legislation. The battle awaits in the House. It seems like all systems are go for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I often call it the toilet paper partnership, drafted in secrecy by and for corporations, legitimately factoring out your sovereignty under the guise of so-called free trade. We'll talk about that on the broadcast today. One thing you should know, all the opinions of myself, Jack Blood, your radio gun, and my guests are not those of Joyce Riley and the Power Hour and the station or network that you're listening to. We usually agree, but don't hold it against Joyce. By the way, the guest hosts have been doing a great job filling in this week. Also, we'll try to get to this on the broadcast today. Mitch McConnell, who is, I guess you could say, a patron for the Pauls, Rand Paul and, you know, Jesse Benton, the Ron Paul grandson-in-law, is working for Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Leader at this time, is fast-tracking, speaking of fast-tracks, the Patriot Act legislation. Yeah, well, did you expect anything less than that? Well, also, I know a lot of people still talking about Jade Helm. We'll try to get you some updates on that today. A new study is out. Prison labor is industry's best-kept secret in outsourcing, and maybe what has killed your job. And a lot of people are going to justify that by saying, well, good, these people are earning their keep, they're paying their way, they get paid wages to do factory work in the prisons in America, and maybe this helps offset some of the costs. Unfortunately, the cost of catching, trying, and convicting the general nonviolent thought criminal far outweighs the good in this. But some of you are also going to say, perhaps, hey, at least the jobs are staying in America and not going to China. That would certainly be the least of the worst-case scenarios. We'll talk about that on the broadcast as well today. Also, banks have come out and say you are no longer to store cash or precious metals in your safety deposit box. Those are things of the future. Of course, now the NSA and the FBI and the various alphabet agencies, corrupt as they are, can go in and get that anytime they want. So it's really not a very safe place to put your precious metals or your valuables, but some people are still doing it. Why is that? Yeah. Check under your mattress. We'll take a look at that. One of the things that I want to talk about is potentially TikTok. And there's huge protests on it.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscles, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Legit price from Citizens for Legit Government. Check them out. Pretty good site. They cover a lot of news, and yeah, you may not agree with everything they say. And Michael Murphy should be popping in the third hour of the broadcast. And of course, you remember him from his films, What in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? The reason I'm having him back is he's got a great new idea for a direct action, which is a class action lawsuit for anyone out there that's been damaged due to weather modification or chemtrails, and everybody can get in on that, could actually bring a lot of attention to the subject. We'll see how that works out. They'll kill us all first, some would say. Again, I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun. I do the Jack Blood Show Monday through Friday at RadioFreeBlood.com, where we're simulcasting the show this morning. Sitting in for Joyce Riley, we're here every Thursday. Today is the 23rd day of April. Just watching the news this morning, trying to catch up and seeing, well, what's going on? What should we talk about on the Power Hour this morning? And it's just a lot of fluff. Apparently, there's nothing going on in the world, folks. No? Fluffs and slanted opinions. I was talking on my show yesterday about how, you know, there used to be a day where you could watch the opposition network. So if a Democrat is sitting in the White House reading the teleprompter, generally you could count on Fox News to be giving you about 40% information that may be helpful throughout your day. Well, that's not true anymore. No, it's pretty much all anti-Iranian, anti-Yemen, anti-Muslim propaganda, war propaganda coming from all sides, and they'll convince you that Iran is the biggest sponsor of terror without giving you any evidence at all. Because who needs evidence, right? A lot of people that watch Fox News and Sean Vanity, they're getting old. No offense, because you older people listening to this broadcast know exactly where to go and tune in to get your news. But they take advantage of our elderly, wise, older generation who sometimes are drugged to the gills on pharmaceuticals. And they don't give them any details. It is, they just make these pronouncements and statements that Iran is our dreaded enemy, at the same time telling us ISIS is our dreaded enemy, while Iran is helping us to contain or at least put up some kind of a fight against ISIS. They might be the only real true enemy of ISIS. ISIS never really makes any statements that are anti-Israel or anti-Arab. They mainly just hate the Persians. So the Persians are helping us fight. And obviously they've got a lot at stake in Yemen, where apparently the peacekeeping mission by our friends, talk about proxy wars, by the proxy warring Saudi Arabians, have killed scores of civilians. Half of the population in Yemen is hungry, no food. Half, 50%, millions of people, no food if they're not dead or maimed in the airstrikes. And again, this gets into controlling the waterways and the choking points in that part of the world. We've also been told that warships are on their way or monitoring the Iranian warships who are heading to Yemen to participate in the... Wait, hold on. Iran has warships? They have a navy? Well, that is news. Even the White House and the State Department saying this is much to do about nothing. They're monitoring the situation. They're keeping the shipping lanes open, and that's what I guess we're all paying for. I'm sure the people of Yemen would be quite happy to live in this country, though there's a pretty good chance that they could be profiled, jacked up as they're walking down the street by the National Police Force. Well, we could do something about that. I don't want to make you do anything this morning, though. It's way too early to ask you to do anything. Well, wait till later in the three-hour broadcast today to suggest you take action somehow. Today, and we actually had a guest scheduled for today who can't make it, may call in, reporting from these Baltimore protests. Yesterday, hundreds protesting Freddie Gray's death in police custody were themselves reprimanded and put into custody. Just more of this every day. Is it ever going to stop? You think at some point the bad publicity would stop? Is it just me? I don't remember the police actively shooting and killing everyone when I was a younger person. Some might say, well, it's just the 24-hour media cycle, it's social media, there's news all the time, it just maybe wasn't being reported before. And that's true. In some respects, it was being kind of swept under the rug. We certainly saw with COINTELPRO in the 60s and 70s, there were some egregious offenses against we the people. And, well, we the people stood up, stood strong, locked arms, and fought back. And a lot of that went away or ended or at least went underground, was certainly more covert in its mind colonization. All colonization now is covert colonization, right? The Belgian really don't run the Congo anymore. They just run De Beers, see? And they reward the people for being occupied. We're not occupying Afghanistan and Iraq, obviously not, because this alleged ISIS is running rampant in the biggest military in the history of the world, the most high-tech space military, can't stop them. So easy to digress into that, isn't it? Hundreds in Baltimore protests in police custody. These guys are going at it again today. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Baltimore to demand justice for a man who died in police custody. 25-year-old Freddie Gray suffered a severed spine while being transported in a police vehicle. He later died from his injuries on April 19th. crowds were gathering in front of the police department, calling for those involved to be punished. The Baltimore Police Department identified the six officers involved in Gray's arrest. Six officers. Lieutenant Brian Rice, 41 years old. Officer Cesar Goodson, 45 years old. Sergeant Alicia White, 30 years old. Officer William Porter, 25 years old. Officer Garrett Miller, 26 years old. And Officer Nero. Yeah. Stay away from Officer Nero. Officer Caligula, Officer Nero. Okay, maybe Caligula gets a bad rap. Maybe we need to dress down and embarrass the senators in this country a little bit. According to the Baltimore PD, Captain Eric Kowalsik, three of the officers initially approached Gray on bicycles. One made eye contact with Gray. I guess you're not supposed to look them in the eye. Remember that, folks. When the Gestapo and the Nazi SS come and approach you in America, whatever you do, don't look them in the eye. That will create them or force them to challenge you and to be aggressive to hold their territory. Isn't that what they say about wild animals? So they approach the guy on the bicycle. They made eye contact. While another officer joined in the arrest, one drove the police van. The officers were suspended with pay, little vacation, pending the investigation's outcome. Five of the officers have provided statements to the investigators. They have completely cooperated with the investigation from day one, says the attorney for the officers. Now, remember how this goes down. You hurt or kill somebody. You don't really even call the authorities, so to speak. They immediately get on the line with the union lawyers, and they begin, before you even file a police report, they begin telling you how to write the report and what to say. Yeah, that's transparency, I guess, as we know it. Could it be worse? I guess we could all be in Yemen today. What we know is that he was healthy before he came in contact with police. Before he was unlawfully arrested, he was a healthy 25-year-old man, says the attorney for the Gray family. He's a Murphy. After police unlawfully arrested him, there was a severe injury to his spinal cord, and he died from those injuries. Those are the facts. That's what we know. So maybe he, I don't know, hurt himself in the back of the police van. We must have all the details. Gray passed away on April 19th. On Monday afternoon, city officials admitted the 25-year-old had requested an inhaler while in police custody. Said calls for medical assistance were not made for another 42 minutes. The ambulance was dispatched to the scene to take Gray to a local hospital where he slipped into a coma and eventually died. In his police report, Officer Garrett Miller said that Gray was stopped after fleeing unprovoked upon noticing police presence. Apparently, he saw police presence, took off. This is their story. A knife was found clipped to Gray's pants pocket, and he was taken into custody. So, a lesson to you. Don't be walking around with knives, and if the police come up and really want to unconstitutionally do a search or seizure, You comply. You say, yes, sir, how high should I jump? And never look them in the eye. During transport to the Western District via wagon transport, the defendant suffered a medical emergency, was immediately transported to the shock trauma via medic, again, coma, and didn't work out. There was another person inside the van. He is a witness in a criminal investigation, quote unquote. The police have refused to disclose his identity. Dude. Help yourself. Come out. He's probably very scared. That person, they say, had no access to Gray, but he was in the van. He would have seen exactly what happened. So maybe he can be blamed for severing the spine of the victim. Lots of people in Baltimore today, though. Good. You guys stand up and be as loud as you can. We have updates. We'll get you more on this. We'll come back with a lot more news. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Run through a whole bunch of news here in the first hour. You're listening to the Power Hour. Joyce is, I hope, getting better. You guys, please send your meditations, your prayers for a massive healing, a miracle healing for our friend Joyce, who needs all your kind wishes and support you can give her. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Joyce here every Thursday. It's the Power Hour. Lori Price joining us in Hour 2. Mike Murphy joining us in Hour 3. We was just covering the protests in Baltimore. Yeah. Seemingly, it's the people against the police. Just don't turn this into a race thing, please. Okay, it's all of us, citizenry,
who hire the police and give the government consent, our consent, to govern us in a way that is accordance to the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. This is what we must stand up for. And no abuse is too little. We're talking about police abuse. What about the accidents that happen with the police and their overzealousness to prosecute thought criminals in America? Here in Atlanta, here was it about a year and a half ago, we had a baby, and this didn't get as much publicity as you would think. Certainly not as much publicity as Michael Brown in EFMO in Ferguson, Missouri. The little boy was injured in his crib when a flashbang grenade went off inside his crib in what was a botched drug raid. There were no drugs. There was nothing in the house. There was no reason to break down the door and throw in flashbangs that landed inside this kid's crib. He was maimed. If you look at him, as a cute little kid. His name is Boo Boo Fonsavana. I think they could be Indian, of Indian descent, or potentially of Thai descent. I'm just guessing. I should have that information. Very, very, very cute kid whose mouth is completely now disfigured because of this flashbang grenade. It's just, I mean, a miracle that he wasn't hurt worse than this. They, of course, have sued and now have nearly $1 million. Boy, that's not something I would trade. I don't know about you. Disfigurement and the certain trauma, mental and emotional trauma of not just the little boy. He's just a little, maybe one-year-old child. He's 19 months when he sustained these injuries from this flashbang grenade going off inside his crib during a botched drug raid. These are the victims, sometimes silent victims, and the money doesn't come from the police that did this. Doesn't come from their personal bank accounts. And no one was seriously punished for this. Oops, it was just an honest mistake, you know, really here. Of course, if we jaywalk, most of us will just go to jail. This is the kind of diplomatic immunity that our police seem to have in this country. No, the money comes from you, the alleged taxpayer. You might have to borrow that money, and hopefully the interest from the Fed isn't too high on you. Zero for the bankers. One of the stories I was covering here on my show the other day is that China, the Chinese economy, is obviously slow and in some kind of trouble. They are following the route of the United States with their own bailouts. And one of the moves that the Central Bank of China has pulled several times in the last year is to reduce the amount of reserves that banks need to have to loan money. We, as you know, are at a 10% reserve, alleged. They're supposed to have 10% of the money that they loan out. In China, it's about 19.5 now, as they've just cut it the second time in about 3 months. This is quite alarming for global investors. And, you know, we do live in a new world order economically, like it or not. Please don't deny it. Let's have the right debate. Double the reserves of what we have to have here, banks, member banks have to have in the United States. And this has been called stimulus by many, many people. It's supposed to help smaller businesses and China grow from the bottom up. It's supposed to help people who are farming, people in agriculture, so that they can grow food and have food. In a way, it's kind of a subsidy. Kind of not what happens here with fractional reserve lending. So you heard me right. The banks here get the money through the discount window at the Federal Reserve at almost no interest, so it's free money. They get to play with it basically as long as they want. So let's say, Chase Manhattan, what have you, or J.P. Morgan. These people have just reported massive growth, massive numbers, even though the economy is generally slowed for everybody else. And they get to loan that out 10 times, even though they don't actually have any money, and charge you interest for it. And then repossess your house, your property, if you can't keep up with your payments. Oh, that sounds... We'll come right back. Holocaust survivors now accusing Israel of genocide. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
Great.
great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You can discuss in hours two and three when we open up the phone lines. Our good friend Lori Price joining us in hour two today, and then Michael Murphy, the amazing Michael Murphy, he's a Murphy, joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today. Yeah, well, yesterday was Earth Day. Did you hear a lot of people talking about how geoengineering, monkeying around with the weather, and chemtrails are destroying the environment? No. I didn't hear that either. Didn't hear much, actually. It's been 45 years since Earth Day started. Great job on that. Excellent. The only thing they've really done is created more laws, regulations, and solutions to the problem, taking away more and more of our liberties and our property. They've certainly been successful at that, the technocrats. As far as helping or saving the environment, well, that's debatable. Yeah, this is an interesting story. Like I said, anything that we talk about here in the first hour, you're welcome to bring back up when we open up the phone lines in the broadcast today. I'm Jack Blood sitting in here on the Power Hour every Thursday. Holocaust survivors and their descendants accuse Israel of genocide. Let's not get into the politics of the Holocaust, but I found this to be rather interesting. More than 300 Holocaust survivors and their descendants have condemned what they described as Israel's genocide of the Palestinian people in an advert in the New York Times. So, see, they don't all think alike. Some of you are saying, what's the catch? Well, I don't know if there is one. Maybe some people, before they go, and these alleged Holocaust survivors are getting close to the end of the road here, maybe they need to clear their conscience. Maybe they don't want their own country and their own people acting like Nazis to, well, it's not fair to the Nazis. Sorry. Dozens of Holocaust survivors, together with hundreds of descendants of Holocaust survivors and victims, have accused Israel of genocide for the death of more than 2,000 Palestinians in Gaza since the conflict erupted again last July. This has certainly gone out of the news, hasn't it? If people call you quote-unquote anti-Semitic for questioning the foreign policy, domestic policy, I guess, in this case of Israel, then maybe you want to mention this. That's why I'm bringing it up. Also, you might tell them to look up what Semitic actually means, but that would be a whole other issue. They did this in an open letter released by the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network. And, yep, you go, where can I join that? Yeah, it's published as an advertisement in the New York Times. It's amazing they took this. I'm a little amazed they took it. Maybe things aren't as good at the New York Times as they're telling us. The paper of record. The old gray lady. Yeah, maybe she needs some Geritol. Because generally they would not accept it. Look, I'm sure a lot of people just think, hey, I can buy any ad I want. A big 9/11 truth ad. And not always. They have to approve the ad. I wish that was true. In an open letter, again released by the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network and published in the New York Times, the group calls for a full economic, cultural, and academic boycott of Israel over its wholesale effort to destroy Gaza. Genocide begins with the silence of the world, the statement reads. We must raise our collective voices and use our collective power to bring about an end to all forms of racism, including the ongoing genocide of Palestinian people. The statement also condemns the United States for its financial and diplomatic support of Israel. The signatories express alarm at the extreme racist dehumanization of Palestinians in Israel society, which has reached, they say, a fever pitch. Unquote. This condemnation was designed as a response to a widely published advertisement from Nobel Prize-winning author Elie Wiesel. He's from the Wiesenthal Foundation that condemned Hamas for its use of children as human shields. So that's what they say when you're bombing children, women and children, just indiscriminately to really punish and to create a shock and awe, a psychological warfare upon the people. That's the way we did the My Lai massacre, I hate to say. Then the other side says you're using children as human shields. There's really nowhere for them to go, and they didn't know you were going to bomb them, per se. I guess you can expect it on a regular basis. The statement reads, we are disgusted and outraged by Elie Wiesel's abuse of our history to justify the unjustifiable. They have 327 signatories. 40 of them allegedly survived the Holocaust. Another 287 are descendants of the survivors or victims. Recent reports refer to the destruction of a high-rise office building in the southern town of Rafah, in the bombing of an apartment building in Gaza City amid attempts from the Egyptian government to establish a durable ceasefire. The ceasefire's on again, and maybe this had something to do with it. It's a sham. More than 2,100 Palestinians, including 500 children, have been killed in the most recent conflict, according to health officials and United Nations figures. Israel says it's lost 64 soldiers and 4 civilians. So one way to stop that is you don't put your soldiers in harm's way for nothing but a property grab. Well, and it's a little racist, too. No, generally the elites, Zionists in Israel, They're very racist. We saw this with the owner of the basketball team in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Clippers, here last year. And he came out and he said he was trying to tell, didn't know he was being taped, and he was trying to tell his girlfriend that, his mistress, that, you know, he didn't like her being seen with people of color, that his friends in Israel would not understand that. Yeah. Yeah, no, the shoe can be put on either foot. That's how it works. Also, you need to know this. Say you're on Facebook. Many of you are on, I'm on Facebook. You're welcome to join me over there. I have both a news page and a personal page. But say you're on Facebook and I don't know, for whatever reason, you're typing along. It's angry typing. And, you know, you have enough of your wits about you to not send it. Maybe it's typing, anti-government typing. Maybe you're threatening someone, and you know, but I can't send that. I'll get in trouble. Unlike the young high school ISIS recruits that are all over Twitter saying, "Death to America, you must kill Americans." That probably didn't happen. Are high school kids even that stupid? But back to the story. So maybe you've written out a status update or a comment, but you just decided your better judgment took over and you said, "I'll get in trouble. I'll get Brandon robbed if I do that." Remember what happened to Brandon Robb? He posted something that wasn't even violent. It was merely somewhat taken out of context to be thought as anti-government and violence against the government, and he was hauled in, and it took John Whitehead himself to get to Brandon Robb released. He was a veteran. And I guess he learned his lesson. Again, the thought crimes. Well, I have bad news for you, at least on Facebook, and we're pretty sure on the several other social media news fronts, anything being done through giant international global corp tech companies, they have those. Yeah. Yeah, even though you didn't send them and you just wrote them, they do collect the text you decide against posting. One techie has discovered Facebook collects this content despite the company's claims to the contrary. I guess this is the moral to the story. Facebook doesn't tell you the truth. Many of us just call it what it is, an FBI book. It's a too low NSA book. The FBI and the CIA were actually early investors into Facebook. So are a number of Bilderbergers. If you don't know what the Bilderberg Club is, it's an elite meeting every year where your future is planned out for you because you're too stupid to plan it for yourself. That's what they think. Facebook collects all content that is typed into its website, even if it's not posted. In December 2013, it was reported that Facebook plants code in browsers that returns metadata every time somebody types out a status update or comment but deletes it before posting. At the time, Facebook maintained that it only receives the information indicating whether somebody had deleted an update or comment before posting it, and not exactly what the text said. That's not true. One tech consultant based in Ireland has claimed that that's not the case after inspecting Facebook's network traffic through a developer tool and a screencasting software, realized that any text I put into the status update box was sent to Facebook servers, even if I didn't click the post button. Referring to the GIF that he created, and we have it here if you want to look at it, he found that the HTTP post request was sent to Facebook each time he wrote out a status containing the exact text that he entered. It's outright Orwellian and inconvenient, he said. Since I am now aware of this, I'm more cautious about what I enter into the text area. Anything. See, I try not to, obviously, I don't share anything I don't want people to know, and I live my life in a way that I don't really have anything to hide, but maybe some of you do. Hey, listen, there's a lot of things you can say or do that aren't against the law. What if you were, I don't know, talking to your girlfriend? And then you and your wife are getting divorced, and maybe she can get access to that. That's actually happened, right? If you have enough power of your attorney, you know, anything, any record can be retrieved and used against you. So there are a lot of things, and obviously if you find yourself in the middle of an investigation, maybe again your wife or your husband has an accident, you're always the first suspect, and they began looking and seeing something in your text message that you never even sent, that also could be used against you in a case of circumstantial evidence, and you can be convicted for things like this, especially, again, if you don't have a very good lawyer. Yeah. Many of you are yawning, going, really? Like, I didn't know that. Sorry. I got to tell you, I really like this story just a little bit. I'm sure it's a general posturing. Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat in Massachusetts. She is calling herself a progressive, though when she tries to repeal regressive taxes, taxes on the poor, and do things that actually stimulate the economy at the bottom part of the pyramid, I'll believe that she's a progressive, a real one. She has, it's alleged that she's going to run against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for POTUS in 2016, though she hasn't committed to that yet and may realize that it's an exercise in futility. I know Bernie Sanders, the socialist Democrat, is thinking about running against Hillary, but realizes he needs a couple of billion dollars to even make it any kind of a fight. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren has fired back at Obama. We're going to talk about this here in the next hour of the show. The fast-track Trans-Pacific Partnership, this is NAFTA Global. So now we expanded from NAFTA to CAFTA. Okay, that includes several other states in Central and South America. It further moves us into complete global dictatorship, scientific dictatorship, if you want it, to technocratic dictatorship. This, of course, does a lot more than that. If you've looked at the TPP, if you haven't, again, we'll talk about it in the next hour. But Elizabeth Warren came out. She's been one of the loudest opponents of the Obama administration's proposal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, which earned her a presidential rebuke on MSNBC, General Electric, Comcast, and Microsoft last night. Warren fired back on her website, calling for the White House to release details of the trade deal before Congress grants Obama fast-track authority. See, they can only vote in the fast-track situation. They very rarely use this. They used it in NAFTA. It was invented by the Trilateral Commission, okay? They can only vote yes or no on it. They don't get to see all the details, and they don't get to change any of the details. Quote, if the American people would be opposed to a trade agreement if they saw it, then that agreement should not become law of the United States. Law of the United States. It's a trade deal. Making, we've got several countries involved in it, but let's just take South Korea. This would basically make South Korea a state or put us in a country with South Korea. I mean, that's what these trade agreements do. It limits your sovereignty and creates a collective vote on things that could affect you. And some say that's going to be internet censorship, among other things. We know Monsanto was key in helping to script the secret documents. If they're so good, why do they have to be secret? Isn't this what the authorities tell us, folks? If you've got nothing to hide, then why do you care that we're seeing everything you do? Why do you care if we're monitoring everything? Why do you care if we just break down your door and throw in flashbags into your children's crib? Well, you got nothing to hide, right? But apparently when they have something to hide, they're not going to let you see it. Yeah. Speaking of Monsanto, the EU Commission, this is how bad genetically modified food has got. All right, especially in Europe, there is massive consensus awareness, and there's consensus awareness here, too. This is one of those things, again, if I can repeat myself every once in a while, I hope you don't mind. This is one of those things that everybody gets together on. This is one of those things that people kind of like the anti-forced vaccinations. By the way, the Senate Bill 277 got through committee through hook or crook. It'll now be going to the Senate for a vote. That's forced vaccinations and no waivers in California. We reported on that last week here. That's bad news. The European Commission has proposed a new law which would allow individual EU countries to restrict or prohibit imported genetically modified crops, even if they have been approved by the block as a whole. Now, there could be a problem with this, and maybe Mike Murphy and I will talk about this in the third hour. Nothing else will grow because they're not aluminum resistant. Well, they can't grow anything else because Monsanto et al., Dow Chemical, and all the ConAg and all the rest have a patent on that. This could be complicated. The United States says this is a great move, European Union. They were patting them on the back and saying, good for you for giving the state some kind of sovereignty, at least in light of the food. So good for the United States saying, oh, no, that's right, they didn't say that. The official United States statement is the move is not constructive, quote unquote. That's a chilling. When they say that and they look at you stone cold in the eye, you get the point. The Food Safety Commissioner said the plan would grant member states a greater say in regards to the use of EU-authorized genetically modified organisms in food and in the respective territories. We'll be right back. It's the Power Hour.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now, the reason that the European Union is being forced to take genetically modified organism seeds, conditioned with Roundup and aluminum and all the rest of it, it's part of a trade deal. You see how that all goes together? That's why Monsanto wanted in on the TPP. Again, we'll talk about that in the second hour with Lori Price from Citizens for a Legitimate Government as she joins us here in just a couple of minutes. Listen, speaking of genetically modified foods, you might think you know it all, but I'm telling you, you don't know as much as Jeffrey Smith. He not only tells you and just breaks all the codes about genetically modified food, but he tells you how to really avoid them and not to pretend to avoid them. It's a little harder than you think sometimes, but it's worth doing, especially for your children. Prepared foods, genetically modified foods. The Genetic Roulette is now at the Power Mall. It's been there for a while, but it's on sale. You could save about $5 on that. That'll be some of the best money you ever spent. It will be your Bible for genetically engineered foods. And the documented, I mean, not the stuff you see on your Facebook, the documented, not that there's anything wrong with that, documented health risks. Jeffrey Smith, amazing. And Genetic Roulette is the book, and that's on sale at the Power Mall right now. Speaking of seeds, get your seeds. A lot of people sell these heirloom seeds. A lot of people try to sell you seeds, and they're no good. Some of you feel, you know, you've been burned before. These are all tried and true at the Power Mall, and you can get them now. There's a garden seed special from White Harvest Seed Company. Garden seed package 42. The greens package, 12 varieties, basic starter, 14 varieties also, and this is from Horizon Herb Company, medicinal and culinary seed package, 29 varieties, all of that on sale right now at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. You can find that at the Power Hour. You got to vote with your money, and you need this stuff anyway. Vegan burgers, I got to get these. 9 servings, $9. Or 18 varieties, vegan burgers. You know what you should do is, I'm a big meat eater. I love my bacon, okay? Somebody said that bacon, they say, now maybe can help cure diabetes. And someone said, well, but yeah, but bacon will kill you. And I said, well, why would you want to live without bacon? I know some of you are just repulsed right now. But you do need to get your veggies. And what I like to do is every couple of nights replace a meat meal with a vegan or vegetarian meal and makes you feel better, gives you more energy, improves your immune system. That's on sale. Vegan burgers right now. The triple family pack of storable food, 420 servings right now, 10% off at just over $600. You're going to be glad you have that when chaos ensues. Oh, that'll never happen. I don't know if it'll happen to the whole world. I don't know if it'll happen throughout the entire country, but it could happen in your city. We saw that in Hurricane Katrina. You want to make sure you're prepared. Find something. If this is it, then find that. If you're not canning your own food and your own non-genetically modified food, if you're not doing that for yourself, this is an easy way to do it. No fuss, no muss. Put it in the trunk, and that way you can go. And sometimes you can even use this stuff out in camping. So it works works on a lot of different levels. The Power Mall is always open, thepowermall.com. You can give them a call if you'd rather not to do this on the interweb. 877-817-9829, 877, are you writing 817-9829, or 24/7 online at thepowermall.com. Just tons and tons of deals for you right now. I got one of these hand-cranked solar-powered radios that you can get shortwave on. It might be our last line of communication. Don't need any electricity for it. In an emergency, that will save you. That thing's very inexpensive and also on sale right now at thepowermall.com. Go check it out. You support the Power Mall. You're supporting the show. The show stays on air. If you buy stuff today, they'll say, oh, you buy Jack Blood filling in for the meantime, at least temporarily here in the Power Hour. Vote for me. Come right back with some serious news information for the second hour of the Power Hour. Jack Blood filling in for Joyce Riley.